أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let us know about our Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajah Sharif. The religion of Islam and our holy Imams alayhim salam have always emphasized on learning and reading more and more. Hence we have come up with this concept of listening to a book's chapter in a summary form. This not only saves time and effort of the listener, but the listener also learns something new in a few minutes. And since acquiring ma'rifat of our Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajah Sharif is amongst the purpose of our creation, we shall, inshallah, be summarizing two or three chapters from the books written about the master of our age every week. Every Friday, we will be releasing an audio as well as a written summary which will be presented within 5 to 7 minutes. We are starting with the book Al-Ghaiba, written by the great scholar Muhammad ibn Ibrahim ibn Ja'far al-Nu'mani. Introduction to the book. Name of the book, Al-Ghaiba. Name of the author, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim ibn Ja'far al-Nu'mani. His name is included in the list of the early traditionalists of the 4th century Hijri. He was the student of the pillar of Islam, Sheikh Yaqub al-Qulayni rahmatullah alayh, whose book Al-Kafi is among the four main books of the Shias. And Sheikh Nu'mani learned the subject of Hadith under his guidance. He got the honor of noting down the traditions narrated by his teacher, and hence he became renowned by the title of Al-Qatib. The book Kitab al-Ghaiba, which is commonly known as Ghaibat-e-Nu'mani, contains 26 chapters. Chapter 1. This chapter contains 58 traditions and deals with the topic of concealing the secrets of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam from the unworthy people. For instance, the Mu'tazila, who accept the distinction of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhis salam over all others, but at the same time believe that an inferior person can be chosen over a superior person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Is he then who guides to truth worthier to be followed, or he who himself does not go aright unless he is guided? Then what is the matter with you? How do you judge?" Surah Yunus, verse 35. Whether it is the Mu'tazila or the Ashaira or other enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, all of them are blind and biased. They are not able to distinguish truth from falsehood. Thus, it is necessary that we don't narrate such traditions to these kinds of people. Otherwise, they will go to the extent of refuting and rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and our holy Imams alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in one tradition, "Some people consider me as their Imam, but I'm certainly not their leader. May Allah curse them, because the things that I conceal, they reveal it among the people. I say so and so without taking any names, and they say certainly Imam was referring to so and so person. They take the name. Then Imam alayhi salam says, certainly I am the Imam of the one who obeys me." Al-Ghaiba, chapter 1, hadith number 8.